course 9 Cascade.
Wow, looks like we're almost all here.
Mike, I'm just all here.
Service, I'm available for call. Unavailable for calls or available for no phone hesitation.
Hey, hey all, once Mike gets on here, just be aware that this is a public recorded meeting and be recorded. So, you know, after we're all done, then we can BS, I guess. But, when we start the meeting, it's not recording yet, but I think we just need to be aware that,
yes, it's recording. Recorded.
Is it right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
we will be recording.
I think Mike's the only one we have to know understands recording.
Hey, I'm just doing whatever I told.
Good. Well, looks like everybody's here, right? Is that everybody? Dan, are you waiting on anybody else?
No, that's it. It looks like Mike was the last one, so I think everybody is there.
So, let's call the meeting to order. Anyone want a second? Do I have to second that? I can't remember.
I was told it is 3-0.
I'll second whatever you have to.
All right. There we go.
I don't think I get to second it. I think you guys.
No, you're doing it. You or it's Mike or Clark. Good.
Okay.
Probably need a motion on the minutes, I suppose, to.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as sent.
Anybody? Clark, you want to second that? He's muted. Did he go to sleep on us? Ken Clark, you're muted. Who's the host? Okay, I can second it.
But all he has to do is put his thumb up like this.
I don't know. Ken Clark, are you able to talk to us?
Did you guys ever hear him on? Did you ever hear him on?
He's here. I mean,
he looks like he's present.
Yeah. We don't have.
And you can second it. I was the first.
Okay, I can second. All in favor?
Aye.
We probably need aye. Yeah, we need something out of Clark. Eventually, I'm thinking input, if nothing else.
Hey, Teresa, can you call him or text him?
Yes, I'll call him.
He may be having technical difficulties. We don't have a chat box. Are you not running a chat box? Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So moving on to the new business of the day, remove all of the names from the current eligibility list. So I guess it's up on you, Dan.
Okay. So what we're running into here is, last year we kind of stopped, we certified the list way later, and now we're back in kind of the hiring process. Removing the people that are expiring off the list, and basically what if they call and ask, they're able to retest, since we're starting to interview now. And a lot of them are just lower scores and they're not getting to the point where we can get to them anyway. So that's kind of where we stand. We have performed one oral board this year on January 6th, doing another one on February 9th, I believe, of 21. So the The entries that we are asking to be removed from the list are 20-014, 017, 031, 021, and 028. And lateral 20-024. And those are people that are either no longer interested, got hired elsewhere, or asked to be removed. The scores that expired, I think it's separated by dates. You guys can see all those. Expired on 12-5 of 20 was 19-006. Expired on 12-12 of 20 is 19-010, 013, and 015. And on 1-7 of 21, 20-001, 008, and 005. There was also, we also hired one off of our lateral list, Katie Wilson, 20-00032. So that's just kind of updating you. You guys have any questions regarding that?
So the list, I have the entry level list. I don't have the lateral list, or am I not seeing it somewhere?
You might not be seeing it. She sent original, and then we had another one. I got it.
I got it.
I think I know where it is. I got two emails, so I'm looking at the wrong email.
Right.
Yeah.
There was an updated one, and one we just had today request to be removed. He's moving to North Carolina, and that one is candidate number 21003, and he asked for a move, so that was the other one.
I got it. Do you need a motion to do that?
A motion to approve the entry level list and current lateral list.
So is the one January 6th the one you're approving, and everything below before that is expired?
Well, no, because we still have a year on current dates. The next time around, we'll probably run into more expirations just for the time period. What we're looking at is we're trying to treat everybody fair in that process. There's no way we can actually dig into these people and do a background on them before then. So at that point, we're, you know, obviously, if they want to re-interview, we'll offer that to them. And maybe they can get their scores higher anyway.
Sure.
Okay, so basically what you want us to approve is this. Let's see if I can have you look at it. It would be...
It'd be the continuous employment list dated January 6th of 21, because that was our last current date of interviews. And that
can you see what's on my picture? Can you see what I'm showing?
Yeah.
Is that what you want us to approve?
Yeah, motion to remove those names from the eligibility list as they expired scores, and in addition to no longer interested, hired by their entities, or requested to be removed.
Okay. I'll make that motion to remove those on this list that I just was looking at. The names to be removed at the January 21st civil service meeting. Okay.
When Clark had his mic off for a moment, I saw. It's been moved. Clark, I need a second. Don't you love Zoom?
When it works.
When it works.
He did say that his microphone's not working.
Okay.
He can hear us, but he can't speak.
Put his thumb up.
Can you do the reactions?
Just put your thumb up.
Clark, you there? Ken? Thumbs up, maybe?
I don't know if that's an option on here right now.
If you go to reactions, I mean, I can get to the thumbs up like that. Okay, well, I can second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You got my thumb up. Can you see it?
Opposed. I can see your thumb, Mike. I just feel like we're missing Clark here. Teresa, do you know, don't you need, I mean, you need input, right?
As long as we have two, we're okay.
All right. All right, now moving to item number two, certification of the new eligibility list from January 6th, right, Dan?
Right, now I think I kind of covered that already a little bit. The January 6th appointment list, I think that's, I jumped the gun on that one. So yeah, just, you know, motion to certify this list.
I'll move to certify the current list as of January 26th employment list.
I move to approve it.
Okay. Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Got my thumb up.
Thumb up. I like it. All opposed? None. Motion passed. Cool. What else is up? Anything else we got to do?
I think that's all on the civil service meeting agenda. I think you just have to also reaffirm with Teresa if you want her to sign for you guys.
Yes, she can sign for me. You have my permission to sign for me, Teresa.
Yeah, and here I'm going to get, oops, I don't know what I'm doing here.
183 is a Burlington call. Do you want me to reopen the agency assistance that y'all
I'm putting a yes. That check is means yes for her to sign for me.
Sounds good. Oh. All right.
Teresa, are you able to, do you have Ken on the phone still, Ken Clark, to ask him if that's okay?
No, I don't have him on the phone still, but I can call him.
Yeah, maybe call and confirm that he heard everything and agreed with everything.
Okay. Then we can have it on record if you do that.
Yeah.
That he gave approval.
Do I need to make a motion to call Ken Clark to make sure he heard everything and knows what's going on?
No, but I can make a motion to that we're done with this meeting, can't we?
Yeah.
But someone has to second it.
I'll do the seconding. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the civil service meeting of 6th of January 21st, 2021. Are we still recording?
Hey, Bill, are we still recording?
Yes, you are. You want me to turn it off?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and turn it off?